Hello, welcome to the Monday, April 25th, 2016 edition of the Sand Centers, Storm Centers, Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from West Virginia. This weekend, Brad wrote a diary about how the Angler exploit kit is being used recently to spread the CryptXXX ransomware. As usual, Brad is including a lot of traffic captures and other indicators of compromise that you can use to protect yourself and look for infections on your network. He also included a screenshot of the fairly specific and unique ransom screen that this particular malware puts up. And remember, it is also related to the Dark Leech malware that Daniel wrote about last week. And when it comes to simple honeypot tools, Linux users seem to have all the fun, but Basil wrote up a real nice diary about a tool called Honeyports that allows you to essentially use PowerShell with Windows to set up simple honeypots and then also automatically block IP addresses that are connecting to these ports. With the beginning of the new year, many US merchants started implementing chip terminals, and with that, fraud patterns apparently have shifted. Turns out that merchants that did implement the chip terminals are seeing significantly less fraud. Around 17% is one number that I've seen, but the fraud is now shifting to online transactions and transactions not protected by these chip terminals. In some ways, the fraud for those merchants increased more than it decreased for merchants that did implement the chip terminals, because there is a huge supply of credit cards out there that now, of course, have to be used before the other merchants are also increasing their security measures. So even though these chip terminals, if they have been implemented, are sometimes considered rather weak and already not really sufficient in order to prevent fraud, they appear to be doing enough to actually justify the installation of these terminals. And Kaspersky looked at some traffic sensors that apparently are in wide use in Russia. These sensors are counting traffic, and they're doing so by essentially scanning a roadway. They're looking at the length of vehicles to identify trucks, for example, over passengers' cars. And these sensors are then intended to be used as part of a smart city project in order to regulate traffic more efficient. Turns out that these sensors do have the ability to accept new firmware via an unauthenticated wireless connection. So with this, an attacker can upload alternative firmware to the device and essentially fool the system into how many cars are actually traveling on the road. So for example, if the traffic is overreported, then a certain street would become higher priority than it would get otherwise. Or if you underreport traffic, that of course could then lead to some large traffic jams, as this particular road is then given a lower priority by traffic lights. And HelpNet Security, as well as a few additional blogs, looked at Opera's free VPN that's included in the latest version of the Opera web browser. Turns out that in its simple form, it really is just an HTTPS proxy. And with that, some traffic, like for example DNS and such, will still leak and not provide real anonymity here. Now, I played with it a little bit myself and enabled the SurfEasy VPN that is sort of a part of this system. And with that, I'm actually getting an OpenVPN connection on my Mac that does route all traffic, not just web traffic, through the VPN. So that actually looks like a decent protection, but the SurfEasy VPN is not free, at least not for unlimited users. There is sort of a basic free plan there that you can get, but for the full service, you do need to pay.
So you have to look at this a little bit closer. If anybody had a chance to investigate and can share some of their observations, please let me know. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.